To further explain PTSD resulting from terrorism and other traumas, we have just discussed four losses trauma survivors may face. Number one, loss of their feeling of invulnerability. Number two, loss of an orderly world. Number three, loss of a positive self-image. And number four, loss of trust. Now, let's look at the role that prior experience and training make in a predisposition to PTSD resulting from terrorist attacks. Two factors that affect the individualized response to the stressor of terrorism are, first, life experiences before the incident, and second, the behavioral response repertoire that the victim brings to it. As I'm outlining these, think about clients you are treating or have treated and ask yourself if any fit into these categories. The first factor is the role that prior training plays. Some individuals, such as military or diplomatic personnel, may have had prior training that enabled them to respond to the stressor of terrorism. Presumably, they might have better adaptive advantages in a terrorist situation compared with individuals who have had little or no prior experience. For example, one contributor to the relatively low level of psychopathology manifested by the American hostages in Iran was their prior experiences and training in the foreign service and military fields. So ask yourself, are any of your current clients military or diplomatic personnel with training regarding terrorism? Secondly, according to Roth, personality type is another important factor that determines coping behaviors. Studies of prisoner of war and concentration camp survivors have shown that certain personality types adapt more successfully than others under identical circumstances. For example, Ford and Spalding psychiatrically evaluated the 82 surviving USS Pueblo crew members who were captured and imprisoned in North Korea for 11 months in 1968. These men, who adapted poorly to the prolonged stress, were frequently evaluated as being passive dependent. Now, is that what you would have guessed? Now, what personality type do you think would have adapted well? Those who coped well with the stress most often had personality diagnoses as healthy or, ready for this, schizoid. Is that what you had guessed? As you know, the DSM defines the schizoid personality disordered patient as being indifferent to the society of other people, sometimes profoundly so. Typically, the schizoid personality disordered patient is a lifelong loner who shows a restricted emotional range. He or she appears unsociable, cold, and seclusive. Thus, your client's prior training and personality type may determine greatly the meaning of the stress of the experience for them. Ask yourself, which one of my current or past clients would fare best in a hostage or a hijack situation? After the terrorist attacks, we all had to reconsider at least three assumptions about ourselves. See if you agree with this. Number one, I am personally invulnerable. We, as a nation in the United States, are invulnerable to terrorist attacks. Assumption number two, the world is orderly and meaningful. In an orderly world, there are no attacks on U.S. soil. Assumption number three, we are a good and strong people, thus others will not attack us. As a nation, we all had these basic assumptions shattered at a certain level in the same way that direct victims of the attacks questioned these assumptions. The Professional Code of Ethics emphasizes self-awareness. Ask yourself, where are you personally regarding personal invulnerability, feeling the world is an orderly place, and that we are a good and just people, not a target for attack? To what extent has your shattered assumptions affected your treatment of clients? Or has it affected your treatment of clients? Question number three. What are three assumptions about ourselves we as a nation have been forced to reconsider?